Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Just about any military family will tell you that once you get the orders and you think you know the date, you just wish it would come and get over with. I mean, it sounds terrible to say, but the time leading up to a deployment, from the time you know that it's going to happen until he or she actually leaves, is a very difficult time, because you're trying to take care of all these things that you think need to be taken care of before that important person leaves your household. And there's a lot of paperwork to do. There's packing to do. There's a lot of preparation. In many cases, there's training. And so that military member may be called away from, you know, be away for 2 weeks and back home and then leave again. And it's just there's a lot of transition. There's a lot of back and forth and extremes and dynamics of just a family unit going through a lot of changes and all along throughout that anticipating that departure. And there's that anticipation is sometimes elevated above what the actual event is, anticlimax, when it actually happens, when they actually leave, because you've been through this emotional ringer of preparation. So that can be more difficult than actual departure sometimes.
And, of course, you've always got that green bag out in the garage ready to go, right?
Right.
On a moment's notice.
Yeah. That's right. And that I wrote the first part of that column really right after 9/11 in 2001, because up until that point, as I said, I've been a military kid all my life, and my husband and I had been in the military for several years already, and we had three children. But our life was very different after 9/11, and those green bags had been out in the garage, and we hadn't seen them since Desert Storm, and the kids had never really seen them or known their significance. But when we brought them out into the living room, and my husband opened them up and started checking to see, okay, what do I need to update and what needs to be packed, because this was probably on September 12th. He knew he would be going soon. He didn't know when, but he knew he'd be going soon. And so that, to us, represented the uncertainty that had entered our lives as a military family. Those green bags represented that uncertainty. But in reality, that uncertainty in life is always there for all of us. But we, because of the events of 9/11, I think we, and probably our nation as well, had to go and look at those green bags and go, oh, okay, life is uncertain. And now we know it for sure. We should have known it before, but now we know it for sure. So that was what those green bags represented to me. And then there were several other deployments that followed that one, and the green bags came out again and again. And so each time those signaled that reminder that life is uncertain, but God is not. And that's what I was able to write in my column, that's where it was for us. We can't answer the questions the kids have. When's Dad coming back? Will he be safe? But we can only say, life is uncertain, but God is not. He knows the answer, even if we don't know it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.